The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies in downtown Detroit, Michigan, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Glad to have you here, Dave. To your right, of course, is Professor Kendra Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello, happy to be here.
Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure.
How are the pistachios?
So good.
Yummy.
I never have really had these, but I had some last week, and then they came out again this week, and I'm so much enjoying it. They're so salty.
Wonderful.
I'm just thankful they got rid of the red food dye.
Yes, yeah, we were talking about that last year.
Was that on the shelves?
Fingers used to be all red. Yeah. We get them for Christmas.
Why did they make them red?
Why? What was the purpose?
We don't know.
I'll type it up and submit it to show next week.
I think they should take the dyes out of all foods.
I agree.
I'm ready for
it. Or at least make them fun, interesting colors.
Or just no colors.
Yeah. No colors is also semi-appropriate. It just depends. I mean, we've got artificial and natural colors, and then you run across a molecule like yellow 4.
I think it's because they were so often used as a holiday gift. I think that's why
they got it right.
Because we had some friends growing up who ran a department store, and every year they'd send us a 5-pound bag. Wow. They were the Germac
but they
were dyed red.
Yeah, but then after you finished them off, you look like some killer clown.
Your fingers were all red.
And this bright red lipstick glow around your face, too.
That's right.
It says here, dye was originally applied by importers to hide stains on the shells caused when the seeds were picked by hand.
What do you know? Something out.
And they were completely and entirely red.
So now are they picked by a machine, and that's why we don't have to worry about stains on the shells?
Or we're not picky about the shells.
Or they're blanched.
Busy ones.
They're picked by gnomes.
Yes.
We've already heard from Professor James Balfour Tubbs of the
Good
Department
afternoon.
Of Religious Studies. The first, I assume.
What?
You're the first.
James no, I'm Balfour. A junior.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm saying that from now on. Professor Jim is here. How you doing, Jim?
All right.
What courses you have this term? This is the first time we've seen you.
Two healthcare ethics classes.
All right. You have the joy of those one night a week little
tabbies. Yes, both of them.
I do not know how you do it.
Well, it works out all right. I mean, because you've got enough time to cover, to deal with stuff.
Okay.
Detail. That's a help.
I'll take your word for it.
But it is a bit tiring.
Yes. Wow. That's all I've got to say. And Professor Dan Maggio is here from the Lego First organization, First Lego League, and all sorts of other Lego firsts.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Curling superstar.
Curling superstar.
Not exactly, but.
And part-time Wookiee.
Part-time Wookiee.
Obviously not enough of a Wookiee, right?
We didn't even talk about it.
Not a vocal Wookiee.
Enjoy the new Star Wars movie?
I did. So I saw it twice.
Oh, okay.
The first time I saw it, I was kind of mixed reaction. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I was kind of let down. But then I went back a week later by myself. And I sat down, popcorn and pop, and I loved it.
I liked it a lot.
Good.
I did.
Very good.
So, can I ask James a question? Mm-hmm. Is Balfour, is that a family name?
Yeah, we had an ancestor, Andrew Balfour, who was an immigrant. Well, not an immigrant then. We weren't a country then. But he'd come over from Scotland, but fought for the revolution. Mm-hmm. But was a patriot.
Okay. I was just curious.
Super cool.
And was shot dead in his front yard by an English colonel.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Jeez.
So you know this because there was an article written about it or just passed through?
Oh, yeah. Italian. You can go online and find pictures of his gravesite in Western North Carolina.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
But my dad was named after him, and I was named after my dad.
Mm-hmm. Heir to the Balfour class ring fortune, I'm assuming.
I don't think so. But it's a pretty common name in Scotland.
Oh, sure. Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter or find us on Facebook. We have a wonderful set of questions here. Dear professors, the Christmas holiday was hectic. We had family in from all over the country. Presents were opened, and as much fun was had by the youngsters and oldsters alike. 2015 is a distant memory, but we're back in the swing of things as 2016 picks up steam. I hope that each and every one of the professors were able to step away from academia and recharge. I don't think anybody ever really steps away from academia.
But you do get a chance to recharge.
But we do get a chance to recharge.
By doing something else.
Yeah, it kind of clings on us.
Yes. I know I'm feeling refreshed as I took a few moments to do some research and send in some new questions for the new year. As always, I will allow Professor Mayo to dictate the passing score. Not a good choice. However, they are from our old friend Frank in Valencia, California. Oh, Frank Burroughs. Okay. So let's see. These are all over the map and all sorts of fun. What grape variety is used to make champagne? I know champagne is from the Champagne region of the country. France. But what grapes are growing there?
The round ones.
What are the white grapes called?
Well, they're white grapes. Yeah.
They're definitely white grapes.
They wouldn't be Concord.
What are the different kinds they have?
Same name of the grapes as another kind of wine. It starts with the letter C.
Cheap?
Oh, Chablis grapes?
No, but
Chardonnay?
Chardonnay is what it says here. Chardonnay grapes are used
to make champagne. So it's basically twice fermented Chardonnay?
I think you would think about it that way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Everything else is just sparkling. But champagne is from champagne.
Huh. Right.
In the sport of golf, what is the women's equivalent of the Ryder Cup? So much I don't know about golf.
Wow. Oh. Does anybody hear golf?
No.
No golfers.
Not well.
So.
Oh.
This is going to be very, very difficult
about as far as I go.
Women's Ryder Cup.
I mean, is it the Ryder Cup?
A cup?
It is a cup. Partial check. Credit.
Please tell me it's not in pink. That's
no,
what I ask.
Okay. No. It is the Solheim Cup. I've seen it advertised a few times, mostly on the Golf Channel. But
no, I've never heard of it.
Half credit for use of the word cup.
I've never visited the Golf Channel.
I wonder who Solheim was.
Maybe now's the time.
Yeah. Some well, you know,
famous female
golfer. Yeah,
we assume.
I'm assuming.
Yes,
I don't know.
I'm going to list four actresses, and your job is to list them from youngest to oldest.
Oh no.
Okay.
Nicolas
Cage, Don Cheadle, Calista Flockhart, Keanu Reeves. Again, Nicolas Cage, Don Cheadle, Calista Flockhart, Keanu Reeves.
I would say Don Cheadle is the youngest.
That's what it has here.
And then Flockhart.
And then Flockhart.
Oh, Calista Flockhart.
And then I would say Nicolas Cage is next.
No, I'd say Reeves is next.
Yeah. Reeves is 50.
And Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now what is the twist to the question? Can you figure it out?
They're all within a few days of one another?
They're all within a few days of each other. They're about to turn 52 in 2016. All of them are the same age.
Oh, so my answer was kind of lucky.
Oh, well, yes, except for the fact that you put them in the correct
the first
month order. How's that?
No kidding.
Pretty crazy. 52. Yeah, Don Cheadle and Nicolas Cage are the furthest apart, but it's by less than 11 months.
Good job.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Which of the Three Stooges accidentally shot himself in the ankle at the age of 12 and thereafter walked with a limp?
Curly.
Yes. Doesn't take too much.
No, because you ever notice the running sequences? He's got a weird.
Yeah, he does have a strange gait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly, which I'm sure he played up for comedy. Right?
Darn right, he'll play anything. Mm-hmm.
One country, not the United States, had the world's first military police, or what are called the MPs in the world of the army. 1907, what country was that?
Russia.
England?
Switzerland?
Wasn't Russia, wasn't Switzerland, wasn't England.
With the Swiss Guard? No.
In Western Europe?
It was in way Northern Europe.
Oh, Finland.
Finland is what it says
Finland
here.
Had the first military police?
Military police.
Hmm. Okay.
Circa 1907. Getting ready. Oh, no, they've already celebrated their 100th anniversary. They're looking forward to their 110th anniversary next year. What U.S. colony had the most Revolutionary War battles fought within its borders?
Pennsylvania.
I don't understand questions like this.
Carolina.
It says South Carolina. My wife's a historian. I'm like, is someone there with a big clipboard going, okay, there was a battle?
Well, I think battles that they have records of.
That they have record of, yes.
Yes, there were
sense.
A lot fought in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Francis Mary and the Swamp Fox was always picking a fight with somebody.
Swamp Fox.
What a great name.
Oh, yes.
Is that a real person?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very famous general.
Oh. What rank did actor Jimmy Stewart attain in the U.S. Air Force?
He was a colonel, wasn't he?
He was a colonel, yes. Jim is.
No kidding.
Wow. En fuego.
Jimmy Stewart.
George Bailey.
Who released a perfume called Moi in 1998?
Moi?
Moi.
Liz Taylor?
No.
Celine Dion.
How about a caricature of Liz Taylor?
Care. Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Oh, the voice of God and Jim chime in at the same time. You only get
of
one
course.
Guess.
Oh, okay.
At the same time,
said.
Kermit the Frog released a cologne. What was its name?
Swamp Gas?
No, but it was extremely...
pungent?
Corollus Linnaeus related, if you catch my drift.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, let's see. What's the family or genus or species of frog? Rana something?
It was called Amphibia.
Don't tell me that. Amphibia. I was thinking that. I should have said that after you said that. That's the
You got the Miss Piggy. We needed the voice of God to be able to get
family Amphibia.
Aww. Terrible.
How many different and unique shapes fall from the top of the screen in the game of Tetris?
Seven.
There's the
seven is what it says.
Oh, okay. Yep. Ooh, we don't have to name them all, do
so
we?
So many.
No, we don't.
Oh,
no, we don't. They have names, though. You remember this? They actually have names. It's like left-hand Z, right-hand Z, cube, line, things
where
like that.
Where do you know that it had those names?
I've heard it before.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
I think Dave was right, yeah.
Yeah, I
believe it. I just wonder where you find out what they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like McDonald's has names for their Chicken McNuggets, too.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
that. Oh, that's right, because they have different shapes.
Yeah, they have different shapes.
Oh, really?
Man.
Not that you really need to know, but...
I don't. What are the five nations of Africa that touch the Mediterranean Sea?
Libya.
Yes.
Morocco.
Yes.
Egypt.
Yes.
Tanzania.
No, that's South.
No, that's South.
Algeria.
What am I thinking
Algeria.
Of?
Algeria.
Okay.
And last but not least, how about we go all the way back to the very first episode of Star Wars, episode 4.
Tunisia.
Oh, that's filmed. What I was thinking of.
Yes,
oh,
okay. Tunisia.
Tatooine. I knew I was kind of on the right track. Mm-hmm.
What were the only two airlines who bought and therefore flew the Concorde?
British Airways and Air France.
And Air France. Man, oh man. We've missed you, Jim. You're all over these. All right. On the first season of Gilligan's Island during the opening credits, there can be seen a U.S. flag flying at half-mast in the distance. Why was this changed in future openings?
It was shot during, was it like Kennedy's assassination?
Right after Kennedy's assassination, yep. So the flag was flying.
Yeah, it's right behind when the skipper is leaning up against the life ring.
It feels a little bit like those little goofy technology gaffes we see that appear in movies sometimes. Like Bilbo Baggins is wearing a watch or, you know, something like that. Oh, that's not that far out.
What's that one I remember? Gone with the Wind. There's a guy in the background wearing sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
Sure. And was it Ben-Hur? There's a guy wearing like a Band-Aid on his arm or something like that. Whatever.
Let's see here. Where would one find the Bilateral Vomitation Center?
Where's Stephanie when we need her?
Bilateral Vomitation Center?
Would that be in like...
In ancient Rome?
Is it obvious?
Vomitorium?
Like the throat?
In the stomach?
It's obvious, but it's not in the throat, stomach, or Rome.
The
esophagus?
Digestive tract.
Brain.
It's in the brain. Yeah,
okay.
Brain. That's right. Actually, that whole reflex is controlled by your brain.
Yep. Whether you need to vomit or not.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What's it called again?
The Bilateral Vomitation Center.
Why is it bilateral?
It means it's on both sides of your brain.
What, like they have to agree?
No, I think either one of them working alone can make you vomit.
It's like firing a missile from a submarine. They both need to turn the keys at the same time.
Did you know that some animals don't have a vomit reflex?
Yes. Oh, poor things.
Like some rodents, at least some of them.
So they just have to...
And I think horses.
Digest everything they eat?
No, they can die from it.
They die.
Because can't force it to reject it.
We evolutionarily, we've got some weird practices.
I like to call it cafeteria food. So.
Well, what did the appendix ever do?
Well, actually, Dr. Conant,
there was just
an
article
professor of our show, was recently telling us about a new article that it may not actually be useless anyway. It might actually be a little, like, if I can remember what she was saying, a little sack to store up. What's the word I'm looking for? Anti-infection.
Nuts for the winter?
Antibodies or something.
Antibodies.
And then, you know, after you deplete it, it's supposed to like make more or something.
Really?
But I did not read this article, and that was based on, she definitely told me less about it than I just told you.
That
so
was the spleen.
You should definitely research
of.
This on your own and don't listen to anything I just said.
Okay.
So perhaps it wasn't, I just don't believe you would have something that was ever useless.
Well, in some previous generation, I mean, you know,
right.
Some previous.
Yeah, so my
prehensile tail
is
useless.
But
maybe it's not even useless now, is what we're finding.
Maybe.
New York City drops a huge crystal ball to signal the new year annually. What do the inhabitants of Mobile, Alabama drop?
Mobile. What? A pine cone, an acorn? What do they drop?
Football.
It is a football would be a great idea. Yeah. It's actually a regional food stuff.
Well, they're close. The Georgia is the pecans.
Pecans?
Yeah.
Peach?
That's in Alabama.
Guess. It's actually a product, not necessarily just a...
They make... they do have NASA there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mobile.
Mobile,
Alabama. They drop a big mosquito.
Nope. That's Michigan, actually.
Oh, okay. Seafood related?
Not a shrimp.
It's not seafood related.
A bowl of gumbo or something?
Nope. You guys think about it while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1988.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have three of our regulars with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Golder, hi.
Hello, yes, that's right. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
Gee, who is he today?
I'll just read a lovely article about Australia.
All right. The questions for today, all of which are Bert Tilly questions, have been culled from something like 340,000 of them that he has sent in over the last 6 months. For what cartoon did Donald Duck win his first Oscar? 1942 was the year.
The Donald Duck movies had names?
Yes.
Well, yes. I'd forgotten that. No. Of course, they had to, didn't they?
Yes.
That Old Canard?
No.
The Farmer Takes a Wife?
No, it had to do with the war.
Oh, yeah. They sell it now in the video stores, and you see him wearing his little helmet.
That's right.
Okay.
And there was a
song. It's called Donald Duck Uncovered.
No,
it's called Duck Uncovered. Of course.
It's called, I know it. It's called The Ducks of War.
The Ducks of War.
And we are back with some great questions from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Things are sunny where you are, and we're very, very happy to have 26-degree weather today because it's been pretty darn cold. But El Nino's been nice to us so far this season, so we will not anger the weather gods. However, we were talking about New York City dropping a huge crystal ball to signal the new year annually. What do the inhabitants of Mobile, Alabama drop?
It does not have a religious affiliation, does it?
I'm going to try to make an analogy, at least from the point that I was growing up. And I was thinking about the fact that whenever you drove down 75, you were going to see the Hostess Factory.
A cupcake?
So our idea would be, in Michigan, we would drop a Twinkie or a cupcake. They would drop what?
Little Debbie?
Getting closer.
The actual girl herself.
Getting closer. I've only had a few of these in my entire life because they sell them around
here. What's a southern pastry, Jim?
A moon pie?
A moon pie.
That's from Tennessee.
Well, it's okay. A giant moon pie.
A giant moon pie, okay.
Yeah, a giant moon pie.
They must consume a lot of them in Alabama.
Does the moon pie accompany moonshine?
No.
Oh. Vice versa?
A RC Cola accompanies a moon pie. Okay. A moon pie and a RC Cola.
I like your idea of dropping Little Debbie myself. You know, put her in a sack and just kind of like, just drop her.
I don't think it's been done before, so you can.
Why not?
I just remember being in graduate school and a friend from California who had never seen Little Debbie somehow before in his entire life, and I'm eating one of their oatmeal pies, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Probably my favorite.
If I remember. Oh, you mean from last week, right?
He looks at the middle, the filling, and he goes, nothing on earth is that white. <I'm> like, except for Little Debbie.
Titanium dioxide.
Well, the original
or the Oscars,
pie, whatever you call it,
the crust,
the cookie part,
yeah,
is very, very graham cracker-ish.
That's right.
And they're pretty large, actually. I used to take those to school in my lunchbox when I was a kid.
And use them as seat cushions. Oh.
No.
I got to give credit to the great joke that you just made, right? It's like, what could possibly be whiter? And you said this year's Academy Award.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't even hear it.
Sorry.
Pretty sad.
Thank you for restating that.
Yeah. In Morse code, how many total dots and dashes does it take to spell the word one, O-N-E?
Oh, I'm assuming it's like a one or two dots. They got to be simple, you figure, because O, N, and E are,
I would say,
six?
Four. How many of each?
4, 6. The answer is 5. I was waiting for Kendra, but
I'm sorry. I was so lost.
That's right. Usually you pounce on the average.
I know I should have, but I couldn't even hear the guesses. I didn't even know where we were.
Oh.
I don't know anything about
that. The moon pie threw you.
I did recently watch Interstellar, though, for the first time.
Okay.
So I saw it used, you know.
SOS takes 9.
That's right.
I believe this is
a play on the fact that we're spelling the word one with 3 letters, and it takes 5 dits and dots and dashes to be able to do it. Just a few moments ago, somehow, I determined the fact that, in the same vein, San Diego was founded by a saint who was sainted by Pope Sixtus V.
Yes.
As I say this out loud, my boss, Mark Benvenuto, says, and he was preceded by Fiftus VI. It's the same sort of thing. There's a lot of numbers there. That's messed up. How about this? I know this question will raise some eyebrows, but where would one find the spirit of ecstasy? And spirit of ecstasy is in quotes. It's a very, very famous sculpture.
I know
we have a graphic artist here.
Let me think.
Rome?
Not in Rome.
It's a trophy, isn't it?
You're getting closer. It's a trophy. It's definitely a decoration.
Oh, I know. On the radiator of a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Very well done. Very well done.
I think my answer in Rome is pretty
close. It's the radiator cap.
Because there are several Rolls Royces in Rome.
Well, there you go.
Perhaps more there than elsewhere, huh?
Pope drives a Focus.
Yeah. No. Fiat, isn't he?
Oh, is he a Fiat? No.
I don't know.
Shouldn't he drive an electric car?
Shouldn't he just walk from place
to place? Shouldn't he be driving at all?
A sedan chair.
Interesting.
Hoisted
point.
Upon the shoulders of the bike.
Right. Shouldn't he be driving at all?
Yes.
What famous director once portrayed an Elvis impersonator on Golden Girls, the TV show?
What director?
Very famous director once portrayed an Elvis impersonator.
Norman Lear?
Portraying.
No, I know. Was it like Kurt Russell portrayed Elvis at one point?
Famous director.
Famous director.
Film director.
Oh.
I'm thinking that this person is nominated for Best Director this year, even though I haven't technically seen the nominees, but he had a very, very high-powered film come out at the end of the year.
It's not Quentin Tarantino.
That's what it says here.
That fits.
Kind of weird, huh?
Well,
Elvis?
Was it in that one where there were several Elvis impersonators? Because there was that one where Rose was supposed to be inviting a group of something and then a group of something,
Kendra.
And they showed up at a funeral or something.
Are you our Golden Girls ringer?
Golden Girls.
It's possible, but I definitely would not have known the answer to that clue.
Who's the only MLB baseball player to win a batting title in 3 different decades? The decades aren't listed, but I would guess it would be 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Hank Aaron?
No, George Brett.
George Brett. The original
big time Royal. Yep.
Mr. Pretty well done.
I'd say that, I'll tell you what, Frank gave us a run for our money, but we did beat him in the
Frank
end.
Frank always has interesting questions.
There's a couple we got wrong there, for sure.
Those are tough, those first
Those were
few.
Tough.
Wow.
Those were very tough. We'll move on here. Dear Ask the Professor Radio Peoples.
That Radio would be Peoples. Us.
Over the holidays, not only did I have some time to relax, all these people did.
Are you an alien? It's just an alien? Yeah. Dear Radio Peoples.
Dear Radio Peoples.
People of Earth.
To Earth.
Soylent Green.
Ground Control Radio People.
Oh, poor David Bowie. Gone forever.
And poor Glenn Frey.
Yep, Glenn Frey. Well, the local boy does good, right?
Well, look down Darrow.
Yep. I actually had some time to do some research and come up with a list of questions for your show. I have a set of 20 questions on varied topics. I hope they make it on the air. Here we go.
Great.
And keep the professors guessing. Thank you so much for still being on the air. Keep up the great work, Amber Hubley, a very thankful listener from San Diego.
Thank you, Amber.
They were having a real California afternoon.
Yeah. Yes, we are. San Diego, named after San Diego de Nicolás de la Puerta. It's a long story.
Okay.
That's how we found out about Sixtus V. What actor appeared on television's Fantasy Island and played the devil? That's a great role. Great role.
He was
Dom DeLuise.
the big devil.
It fits.
No, late 70s.
Who was it? The guy who Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Wait,
Charlton Heston?
No,
Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell.
Thank you. Yeah.
Roddy McDowell.
He was very well dressed as the devil. I remember that. So.
Okay. Well, you have to if you're going to go up against Ricardo Montalban.
I was just watching HBO is right now running a consecutive, going through all 8 seasons of Entourage.
Oh, wow.
And he plays a major character on there toward the end.
Okay.
He's good and spooky.
Who was the first female guest host for Johnny Carson's Tonight
Joan
Show?
Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Joan Rivers.
You know, it doesn't say that here. I remember Joan Rivers was. And
she was the most consistent, but there was...
Who was it?
Everybody's mom.
June Lockhart?
Wasn't June Lockhart.
Those Leave It to Beaver? Kara Henderson?
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson. I said Carol Henderson. I got to get my character and actress.
I'm not Xena Warrior Princess. I'm Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless.
Oh, my gosh. Where is National Public Radio based?
Washington.
Washington District DC, of Columbia.
One of my students had an internship there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did a lot of the graphics for the website.
Yeah, very nice. Proud of it. Yeah. Then all I can tell you is they've done a very good job of spinning off pretty much everything that we would know from the radio and putting it in bits and pieces, and you can just listen to whatever you want on their website. It's pretty nice.
They've done well.
How many Mentos mints come in one roll? That's a good question.
24.
11.
11's too low, 24's too high.
15.
20.
20. 20 is a little high.
16.
It's 14. Oh. You're all 14. Wrong.
Oh, darn. Sorry.
Kendra, you had your chance.
I'm sorry, I did give it a go.
Well, she's still marinating on Golden Girls, so forgive her.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Based on gross ticket sales, Steven Spielberg's most commercially successful movie to date is...
Carrie.
Jaws?
E.T.? Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I'm very surprised by you guys.
Hold on.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
What else does Spielberg do?
Schindler's List?
Not Close Encounters.
No. That's not that
1941. What else?
That wouldn't be 41.
E.T.
So here's the deal.
E.T.?
Sooner or later, it sounds like Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, is going to become the very first movie ever to earn $3 billion. There's only three other movies on that list, and
Avatar?
One of them came out in the last 6 months.
Titanic? Spielberg?
I'm surprised. I thought we talked
Why
about this.
Why are we passing brainstones
fall.
Right about now?
Something?
It's Jurassic Park, The Lost World from last summer.
You're kidding.
Yep, so it's probably going to be Star Wars, Titanic, Avatar.
You know, and I haven't seen that because the third one was so terrible.
Okay. I'd say the fourth one was better.
Ticket sales, I thought you meant the largest number of tickets. You mean the gross amount of money taken
in
by the movie.
Yep, okay. Commercially successful. Yep, sorry about that. But yeah, for the record, Steven Spielberg's, according to this question, the movie before Jurassic Park, The Lost World, or The Lost World, Jurassic Park, was Jurassic Park.
Because I was listening. NPR the other day had a thing. The new Star Wars movie that's breaking all these records is breaking them financially. In terms of number of seats filled, it's like 10th or 11th.
Isn't it weird?
Yes.
Yep, exactly. We're going to have to check our seats and come back next week. But first, we're going to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced today by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.